News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government and the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, signed an agreement last Friday for grant funding to boost the Ministry of Health's capacity to deal with infectious diseases. An allocation of $250,000 in grant resources is being made available to the government under the IDB's Special Program for Employment, Poverty Reduction and Social Development. The funds will go towards strengthening Jamaica's response to the chikungunya virus, CHIKV, as well as its Ebola preparedness strategies. It will also support the National Vector Control Plan to respond to all vector-borne diseases. The grant agreement was signed Friday by President of the IDB, Luis Alberto Moreno, and Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips at the offices of the Ministry of Finance. Mr. Moreno arrived on the island December 18 for a two-day official visit. Meanwhile, Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the grant funding is timely and will go a far way in strengthening the public education and training already being conducted in relation to CHIKV and Ebola. The government is seeking to identify suspended, unplanned developments and help bring them to completion. This should result in the regularization of informal settlements and a higher standard of living for residents of these communities who are mainly low-income earners.
If we don't seek to address the housing needs of those at the bottom of the income ladder, they will address these needs themselves. What we need to do, community by community, area by area, is to determine how the state can put up some of the assets which it owns, which you then marry with sweat equity, and there has to be some actual payments.
Transport Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies. Dr. Davies says the government will work to bring to finality developments that do not operate in a way which threatens the environment or violate the various regulations. The island's 97% electricity coverage is set to increase in short order. This through a $74 million expansion project initiated through the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Paulwell, says the project is to be implemented by the Rural Electrification Program, REP.
The PCJ has allocated $74 million to the REP project. We are going to take light across the length and breadth of Jamaica, and we're going to do it in every single parish.
Some 70 households, averaging three members, now have access to electricity in the three communities. A total of 15 automated immigration kiosks are now in operation at the island's two major international airports, 10 at the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay, St. James, and 5 at the Norman Manley International Airport in Kingston. Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says the kiosks are expected to significantly reduce the processing time for travelers to less than 1 minute. He notes that the Ministries of Tourism and National Security have been partnering to increase security at the island's ports.
There's really been a great collaboration between the Ministry of National Security and the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment. Collaboration between both ministries led to the establishment of the task force to enhance the airport experience by reducing congestion in immigration and customs during peak periods.
And the acquisition of the Sligoville Sports Complex early next year will further establish the G.C. Foster College of Physical Education and Sport as the region's premier sporting college. Principal of the college, Dr. Joyce Graham Royal, says the sports complex will provide the resources the college needs to enroll more students into its programs.
It will attract people from abroad. A lot of persons want to come to Jamaica now to train because of what we offer here, our world-class coaches.
The government of Jamaica took a decision to incorporate the sports complex into the program offerings of the G.C. Foster College. The facility boasts a 600-seat basketball and netball court with lighting facilities and fences, among other things. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Kadisha Watkiss.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.